Welcome to the Armani Talks podcast. I'm your host, Armani Talks. In this podcast, I'm helping you level up your five soft skills: public speaking, storytelling, social dynamics, emotional intelligence, and creativity. Five soft skills for you to change your life forever, skyrocket your confidence along the way. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about lifestyle in general, and I'm going to be talking about talents. When you think about it, talents are something that we are born with. And in the beginning stages, you may think, no, I earned my talent. I would say that you earned your skill. Skills are these set of repeated activities that we do, which have rules that allow us to survive within a certain field. If you're a basketball player, for example, you just dribbling the ball around the court aimlessly is not a skill. But you being able to strategically dribble so you could pick your spots and jump shoot is a skill. That is you learning a series of rules for you to thrive within this field. What about the genetics aspect of basketball? Think of a person like LeBron James. I mean, this guy is huge. He picks up muscle easily. He's just God-given in terms of his talent. And that's not me just saying it. He says that he is lucky that there is a certain baseline amount of genes that he got, which allowed him to thrive once he started to pick up the skills. The bottom line is that talent is something that we are born with. And when you're born with something, it's very easy to neglect it. You may think that everyone knows this particular talent. The easiest way to spot a talent is when different people that you don't know are giving you the same compliment. Let's say you're a great dancer and you think that everyone is supposed to be a great dancer, but most people aren't. Different individuals always say, dude, I don't know if you know this, but you really have rhythm. Someone else comes to you and says, how do you pick up moves so fast? Someone else comes up to you and says, can you teach me? And since you have had this talent as long as you can remember, you're probably like, I don't see the big deal at all. But it is a big deal. And unless you view it as a big deal, what will happen is that every now and then, you may begin to resent your skill. When I was an undergrad, there was this one guy that could easily pick up stroll moves. And strolling is when you do rhythmic dancing with your fraternity in order to represent your organization. This guy was so freaking good at strolling. For his organization, he was known internationally. Everyone was like, oh, that's him. He knows how to dance. It came easy to him. Eventually, what happened was people began to take advantage of his amazing strolling capabilities, and they were telling him, like, hey, you got to come to our chapter, and you need to teach our brothers how to stroll. They're not paying this guy for his time or anything. They're just pretty much volunteering his services to their chapter. And this keeps on happening. Eventually, this guy begins to hate his ability to scroll. He couldn't stand strolling later on. Now, on the flip side, there were a bunch of these very chubby guys that would try to stroll, and you could tell that they loved it. Because for them, it wasn't a talent. They weren't born with rhythm. It was a skill and a hobby that they were curious in. So they just kept learning more and more about strolling. They came to every single practice session. They asked questions. They studied. I mean, these guys were curious. But despite them being curious, they were just too fat. I mean, they weren't good. That wasn't a problem, though. The fact that they kept showing up, eventually something miraculous happened. See, in stroll moves, what happens is all these different guys are dancing in a synchronous motion. But eventually the audience members, they get bored. They're like, okay, we're just seeing a bunch of people dance. Now what? Well, these fraternities found out that you could use these chubby guys to create a pattern interrupt where they break out of the synchronous motion. They do this funny, goofy looking dance. They shock the audience. The audience begins laughing. They're paying attention again. And then these chubby guys go back into the synchronous motion. These chubby guys, even though they didn't have the talent for strolling, they persevered anyways, and eventually they found their own lane, while the other guy, who was naturally talented, he just took his gifts for granted, and he was having his time wasted, so he quit earlier on than the chubby guys. You need to take your talents seriously. There's something that just comes easy to you. Others bring it up. I mean, if you introspect, others are from multiple different chapters of your life bringing this up. Find it and appreciate it. And once you find that talent, that's when you want to really hone in on the skill. You want to study the history of this talent. You want to practice this talent. You want to teach others about this talent. And that's when you truly become gifted at something. And that is when you find your calling. If you enjoyed today's talk and you want to learn more about skill building in general, be sure to check out my book, The Level Up Mentality. Within this book, you will learn much more about how to build skills, how to chronicle your journey, how to effectively teach others, and much more. Check out The Level Up Mentality in the link in the description box, or go on ArmaniTalks.com and grab your copy today. Thank you very much for joining the Armani Talks podcast, and I will catch you next time.